Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula. Well, this week, I've got my son Bobby here with me, and it's hard not to notice that he's got, like, stitches in his ear.
Ta-da!
With this white bandage. Well, let me tell y'all how he wound up with this stuff. Bobby does jiu-jitsu every day of his life, and he loves it. But I didn't know that.
Because it makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Ow!
Makes you feel so good. He's, Bobby, how old are you now, son? 45?
58.
No, you're not.
46 years old.
46. Okay, I couldn't remember if you'd had your 46th birthday or not. Yeah. So Bobby is in this jiu-jitsu class fighting men half his age.
And twice my size.
Yeah. So one of the repercussions, y'all, of wrestling, Bobby explained to me that I didn't know that if you're a wrestler, you get cauliflower ears.
Yep.
Because your head gets pinned down.
If you're doing it right, you get cauliflower ears.
Well, Bobby got up one day and Claudia
said, "That's ugly.
That is ugly. I think you have a cauliflower ear."
And I was beginning to get it. Oh, boy, it's so tender.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. There's a difference between wrestling and wrestling. I ain't wrestling.
Did I say it wrong?
No. You said it right. It's just a different thing.
Wrestling?
And wrestling.
Wrestling. That's what I call it. W-R-A-S-T-I-N-G-L-I-N-G.
I love it.
But Bobby's got a sore ear.
Sore tender.
I've got a sore knee. I just had surgery Thursday on my knee. So between the two of us, we can make a whole person.
We're breaking down.
We're breaking down. Speak for yourself, son.
It hurts to be so healthy.
It doesn't it? I wish you cut it down to maybe two or three times a week. Not every day. So Bobby and I, the last time we were together, we tried to answer questions that people send to us. Mm-hmm. So last time we didn't have a whole...
All I did was ask the questions you tried to answer.
Yes. Well, we had a time getting folks.
Yes, that's right.
Because, you know, this is the middle of the day
and
most people are working and all. But we're going to try to answer some more questions.
You want
to
do some?
If we can get y'all on the phone. So if you hear your phone ringing, please answer it.
I got some good ones right here.
We do have some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Oh, well, the first one, I've got the number, but I don't have the name.
Hello?
Hello, dear. This is Paula Dean.
Hey, Leela.
Hi.
Is this Leela? Do we have Leela?
Yes, it is. You do.
Good. Well, this is Paula Dean, and my son here, Bobby, is here with me, and we see that you have sent us a question.
Contain yourself, Leela. Contain yourself. Don't be so excited. It really is Paula Dean. Calm down. Give me this.
Is this a hoax or not?
No, it's not a hoax. How many people call you, Leela, and say, "Hey, this is Paula Dean," and then you're like, "No, this is a hoax." Ever? How many times does that happen?
Never.
Not once, not never. All right, Leela, you, Leela, submitted a question, did you
not? Do you remember what it was?
No.
Well, let me remind you, Leela, because I happen to have it right here. Leela, you submitted a question to my mom. We're, by the way, I don't think that we've explained this to you. We're in the middle of a podcast. We're doing Mom's What's Cooking with Paula Deen podcast right now. And whenever, whenever.
So you're on Voice TV, Leela.
You're on. We're on the air. So, whenever you submit a question, we go through them and find some of the most interesting, and we do them on the podcast. So that's happening right now. So you are on the podcast with Paula and me right now. And here was your question, Leela. Is it Leela or Layla?
It's Leela.
Leela. Leela. That's what I thought.
Yeah. My family's from Arkansas, so it is Leela.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty name.
Okay. Your question, Leela, was, I need to find a non-dairy cream cheese. Do you remember this now, Leela? Is it ringing a bell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
All right. I need to find a non-dairy cream cheese. Do you have any ideas? So, take it away, you two.
I am so sorry, Leela. I don't have an answer.
Okay, Leela, thank you very much. We enjoyed having you.
Bobby, can you answer that?
A non-dairy cream cheese? Yeah, they actually make, Leela, I just mentioned my wife. My wife is a triathlete, and she is vegan. So
she's turned vegan because she told me right now she's just a vegetarian, Bobby.
Well, it feels, the hunger pangs at my house feel vegan. But they may just be vegetarian. I'm really not sure. She goes back and forth. And I don't question it because I'm a good, smart husband. But Leela, my wife recently brought home a vegan cream cheese. It's made from almonds. And oh boy, is it
good?
Good.
You are kidding.
No, it is great.
Now, where did she find that, Bobby?
It's at... And Leela, I don't have an allegiance to any particular grocery store, but this is just where it is. It's in the dairy section at Whole Foods here in Savannah.
Are you near a Whole Food, Leela?
Yeah, there's one in about 35 miles from where I'm at.
Oh, boy, is that far to go to get a non-dairy cream cheese. But if you have man, I hate to be naming grocery stores, but if you have a Lucky's or if you have a Fresh Market or probably any kind of a health food store, they do make a very good non-dairy cream cheese, and you won't regret it. It's made with almonds.
Does it taste like almonds, Bobby?
It doesn't. It tastes like cream cheese, and I'll tell you what, it's great. And they make them with, there's one that has chives in it. Mm-hmm. And I use it sometimes whenever I make. I use it as a dip for chips, mm-hmm. or you could most definitely use it in recipes. But I use it too as a spread for if I'm making like a turkey wrap or something like that.
Yeah.
Or I like to dip carrots in it, raw carrots or asparagus or any sort of a fresh vegetable is great in it. So yes, Leela, the answer is it's out there and it's not hard to find, and they're gonna be almond based.
And Leela, you and
I... Or cashew-based as well.
You and I both learned something this morning, dear, so I'm going to have to try that. But that sounds perfect for people that have dairy allergies.
Oh, so good.
Well, the thing is that around here, we don't call them almonds. We call them
almonds.
Well...
Leela, that's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Almonds.
Well, almonds.
Because they're almonds on the tree, and almonds, when they harvest them, they shake the L out of them.
Now, see, that's good, Leela. Leela, would you ever be willing to travel to Savannah to appear in person on the Paula Deen podcast?
That's funny, girl.
Very good.
Thank you for bringing us.
Thank you for giving me this information. It will help my family.
Well, I'm glad my son was here because I'm guilty of using the real thing, you know, all the time. But like I said, they eat very clean, and there's certain things that they want to stay away from. So I'm so glad he was here to help you this morning.
Yeah, some people have dairy allergies, you know?
Yes.
Some people have to find alternatives.
And yes.
My wife is loaded with allergies, too. For as healthy as she is, she's got a lot of allergies. So.
Does she? I didn't realize that.
Cashew-based and almond-based, and you'll find them in your health food stores, Leela.
Almond-based.
All right, thanks, Leela.
Have a great day, Leela.
Thank you for calling.
Listen, thank you for putting a laugh in our smile today.
All right. You have a good day.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's cute. Thanks for your questions, and we'll see y'all next week on What's Cooking with Paula Dean.
And Bobby.
And Bobby Dean.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.